Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt, das ist alles, Perik, hey, Mischne, Zayin. Sagt der Mischne, Keshem, Shematzilin, Mibifnim, Kach, Matzilin, Mibichutz, Keshem, just like, Kalim, they're not Makabel Tumah, Matzilin, Mibifnim, they can work to prevent the Tumah from coming, let's say, like we learned from the bottom floor to the top floor. If these Kalim are covering a hole, Kach, Azayach, for that matter, Matzilin, they can also save Kalim. Mebechutz, again, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, if it works along with the oil. Im defanes oyhalim. So, I don't understand. On the inside, okay. So you gave me a lot of examples. You have a bar in the ground. The bar comes up a little bit. There's a rim. Top of that, there's a huge basket. Prevents the tumah from coming in. It works together with the oil. But what do you mean on the outside? It's like the Mishnah Ketza, Takahal. And here's the case. Kifisha, we have this large basket. It's a keli that's not makabel tumah. Why? Because it can take in memsa. It's used for olives. Sheinesuna al yisedes. It's outside, but it's standing on pegs, on little feet. It's not sitting on the floor. And the wall of the basket, or at least one wall of the basket, is up against the wall of the house. Remember, it's on the outside. Zakt about tenura, but it has to mamish be up against the wall of the house. There's actually two girsas in the about tenura. One girsa says within a tefach, the other girsa takes out the word tefach, has to mamish be pressed up against the wall. Okay, so I pass by your house, I say, what's that? It looks like this big round basket standing on legs, pressed up against the wall. You'll tell me, never mind what it is, but let me ask you this, Shaila, v'tumma tachta. There's tumma underneath this basket. Remember, the basket is standing on legs. You can have tumma underneath. There's space over there. So this is considered an oil on its own. And therefore, kalim, shabak kafisha, kalim, that's in this basket, tarim atar. The kafisha is using one of the walls of the house. That's part of it. That's what gives it the din of an oil. The kvisha itself is not makabel tumah. You have everything in place. So there's mamash and mace underneath, there's kalim in the kvisha, and they're tahar. This is called that the keli works together with the walls of the oil. However, it has to dafka be the kaisel of a house. Im hoya kaisel chatzer, if it was only the kaisel of a courtyard, a kaisel gina, or it's up against the wall of a garden, this won't work. This wall will not be considered an oil working along with the keli. And the reason is, it doesn't have a roof on top. And the mela, that's not called a keli that works together with the wall of the oil, and the ina matzel. So the same basket, standing on legs, with tumah underneath, up against the wall of a chatzar, or of a garden, the kalim, are going to be tameh. And if it's up against the wall of a house that has a roof, then the kalim would be tar. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Koyresh ha'sinasuna mikaisel lekaisel. Okay, reminds us a little bit of Masechtas Eruvin. I have a house on one side of an alley, house, let's say, on the other side of an alley. Of course, it's not legay whether it's an alley or not. Just trying to give you the picture. There's a beam that goes from one house to the other. Ukedeira tluyaba. And there's a pot made out of earthenware that's hanging from it. The opening of the kedeira faces upwards. It's mamish near the beam, but it doesn't mamish touch the beam. So the Mishnah tumah techta, if there's tumah underneath this pot, so we have remachloikis tanoi. What the din would be with kalim shebekedeira, any kalim that are in that pot. Rabbi Akiva metaher. Rabbi Akiva says those kalim are tar. Because this beam that's in between the two houses is like an oil, and the kedeira is close enough to say it's working together with the wall of the oil. The chachamim etamen, the chachamim say no. Being that the kedeira isn't mamish up against the oil, there's a little bit of a space. Samela, that's not called together with the walls of the oil, unless it mamish touches the oil. So again, if this pot was mamish touching the beam that it was hanging from, and I guess it's not, it's more than just hanging, it's kind of connected to it, everybody would be maida, the kalim inside are tar. You have a keli over here that's working together with the walls of the oil. If the opening of the kedeira was a tefach away from the top of the beam, everybody would say, no, no, this kedera is not going to save anything. The machloikis is only when the kedera is a little bit further than the kaira, less than a tefach. Rabbi Kiva holds it. Even under these circumstances, you could connect the kedera to the oil and say it's working with the oil to save the kalim, being that the space is less than a tefach, it's as if it's sealed. And the Chachamim say, no, that's not called together with the walls of the oil, it has to mamish be totally connected. So we learn two cases in our Mishnah where this din, that a keli has to work together with the oil, is not only on the inside of the house, but it's on the outside of the house. One is you have this large basket standing on stilts, and there's tum underneath it, so we said if it's pressed up against the wall of a house, dafka a house, which has a roof, even if there's tum underneath, kalim in the basket will be tahar. And the other case was where you have a beam between two houses, and there's a kedera hanging from it, and there's tumma underneath the kedera. So if the kedera is mamish, the top of the kedera is mamish touching the beam, everyone holds the kalim inside a tar. If you have a tefach of space, everyone holds, it's not tar. But if it's within a tefach, but not mamish touching, Rabbi Kiva says it's still tar. That's still called the kalim working together with the beam, and the chachamim say no. If it's not mamish touching, it's not called working together with the beam. And the keli alone does not have the kayach to protect what's inside it.